Space Coast Greatest Hits, 98.5 The Beach. Okay, in the morning here on a hump day Wednesday, a whiskey Wednesday, if you will, here at 9:34. Whiskey in the District coming to the Ugali Arts District, and it is already, I'm looking at the calendar, today is the first, it's already this Saturday. We've got Mike McBride, the chairman of the Ugali Arts District Board of Directors, in with us, and some other special guests. I'll let you do the introductions, but welcome back to the show. I guess this is our last Whiskey Wednesday, because the big event's Saturday.
Don't make me sad, Larry.
It's been fun. Love having you here.
You know, Whiskey Wednesdays are supposed to be happy, but you know, I've really enjoyed these Wednesdays with you, and I'm going to miss them big time.
Bittersweet. Is bittersweet a whiskey term? I don't know. I don't. Probably not. Okay. I don't know. See, this is why I need to go to this one. I can't make it this Saturday, but I know other folks are looking forward to it.
I like that. I think we're going to make it one.
Okay. I need to learn.
This is special in for the three times that we've done Whiskey in the District. Jim Farish has always been a centerpiece to that, particularly with the vault experience and, you know, just top-tier whiskeys. And, you know, the man is a certified whiskeyologist, you know, which that's a lie. I just made up those words. But, you know, honestly, it's something
well, we'll
just
add that too.
Like
Let's start
that.
Adding stuff to the list here.
So his first time in the studio to talk about the vault, which, you know, like you said, is happening this Saturday. While the event Whiskey in the District on Highland Avenue starts at 4 p.m.,
yes,
the vault starts at 5:30 and goes to 7:30. It is located on the second floor of Pineapples,
okay,
which pretty much backs up to Highland Avenue there. So you know, you're still in the mix of things, and for our vault ticket holders, you know, they've got access to everything on Highland as well as this just stellar vault experience that's happening on the second floor at Pineapple.
And this is one of the big features on when we look at the flyer and the website. It's the vault experience. So I'll let you do the introduction here.
Well, as I said, I've got Jim Farish here of The Mansion. And before
that's a nice place.
Yeah. Before I stumble on his credentials anymore, I'm just going to hand the mic over to him.
All right. Here we are, Jim Farish. Here, let me give you a little clapping sound effect here. Welcome here. Jim, Mike has just said that you're now a centerpiece. How do you feel about that?
Well, I wouldn't call myself a centerpiece, but we do love drinking whiskey. We have a great time.
That's great.
So I'm looking forward to the event. It's going to be a lot of fun. We actually, tonight, as a matter of fact, we have the Master Distiller from Milam & Green, which is going to be one of the things that we're actually pouring as a barrel pick that we did with them. So their Master Distiller is going to be at the Mansion to kick off some of that.
Wow.
So I was trying to talk her into staying and coming over to visit for the event, but she's got to get back to Kentucky. One of the things is that we get a lot of master distillers come into the cellars at the Mansion, and so we get to experience it firsthand. So this is the whole thing that we want to share with people is how do you experience whiskey? It's not so much, you know, people get caught up in chasing Pappies and these all big names out here that they can't find. Find whiskeys that you can find and that you can enjoy, and that's kind of the focus of what we're going to do in the vault.
And how to enjoy them.
Yes.
That's the key.
Learn how to taste them. We're going to learn how to actually smell the bouquet of it, what it was like on the palate, but also finding your profile, what you like as a whiskey drinker, and whiskey being that it's not just bourbon, it's also Scotch and Japanese whiskeys. They all fall into the whiskey category.
My mouth's watering right now, by the way. This is amazing. Now, this experience, explain, and there's limited seats. Is there still availability for the vault experience, by the way, Mike? Because I know it's limited.
There is.
Okay. I didn't want to start promoting it if it's already sold out. Okay.
In today's society, you know, we've always got people that are waiting last minute, but I would caution you not to wait much longer.
Welcome to Brevard County.
County. It's really everywhere, but you know, today we've had people from as far as Brooklyn that have signed up for this.
This is fantastic.
Yeah, it's earned a great reputation, you know, from the first two, and this year is better in every way. So we're very excited about it, and.
And what does it include now, the vault experience? What exactly do you get with that?
Well, it's hand-picked whiskeys by Jim.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, these all have reasons for being special to him. And, of course, you know, he's got personal relationships with all the big dogs in the industry, so they can kind of trot out the good stuff for him. And since we've got a fairly intimate crowd for this, you know, he can get enough for that. You know, we can't put these kind of things out on the street, but for this exclusive crowd that we're going to have, yeah, they're in for a real treat. We've also got, you know, multiple courses of, you know, fine cuisine prepared by pineapples, so that, you know, you'll get fed and be able to clear your palate between tastings.
That's a party right there. Whiskey in the District. It is this Saturday, 4 to 9. WhiskeyInTheDistrict.com to get involved. There's all kinds of there's the whiskey sampler ticket. Of course, we're talking about there's the Highland Pass, the VIP key, Top Shelf. But we're talking about the vault experience today.
There's no more whiskey samplers. Those have sold out.
Oh, hold on. Let me cross
that
out.
Yeah, so that's why.
Is why you got to be in here, because you got. I'm just promoting stuff. Snooze, you lose, folks. I've been telling you for weeks.
You really do. So all you kind of Johnny-come-latelys, get going.
All right.
You know, my wife was telling me the other day what a great job you've done in helping us here. And, you know, she wasn't sure if it was just because you were, you know, a rockin' guy and that sort of thing.
Could be. Now what do you want?
Well,
hey, by the way, you said you had something special for our listeners. I'm going to hold you to it.
I do. And what we're going to do for today is give them a discount on tickets. So your listeners.
My listeners.
Only. You know, the ones that are listening now.
Not mine. They're the Beaches listeners. But
know that if they go and buy a ticket, you know, today.
WhiskeyInTheDistrict.com.
And put in the code LARRYROCKS.
Let me write that down. I see where you're
caps,
going here. Now.
All caps, because you got to be shouting it.
Okay, all right.
LARRYROCKS, all caps.
LARRYROCKS, Larry Rocks. Let me underline that.
So
okay.
You can thank my wife for that, for reminding me what a great job you've done here.
Thank you, Mrs. McBride. Very nice. We got to get going here, but Jim, I want to ask you back about, this has got to be a tough question. Do you have a favorite? Maybe it's not. Do you have a favorite type of whiskey, or is there something like a go-to for you? Do you want to let that secret out? Is that something?
Everybody always asks that question. And
I bet, yeah.
I always say the one in my glass. But
there it is. Hey, hold on. I'll give you a rim shot on that. There you go. That's pretty good. All right. Well, I should have known. There it is. So get in on it, the Vault Experience. Now, does it? Tell me about the discount real quick. Again.
Oh, it's a 10% discount.
Okay. On everything?
Yeah.
Even the Vault Experience?
I'm afraid so. This is a fundraiser, and look at me, Jim. Giving up funds.
And thank you, Mrs. McBride.
Yes.
That's very nice. All right. We're talking with Jim Farish, of course, of The Mansion, and going to be hosting the Vault Experience on the second floor at Pineapples.
Yep. Pineapples, yeah.
And it's 4 to 9 this Saturday. It's bigger, better, bolder, and features all kinds of options to get frisky with the whiskey.
I like that. I took that
right off your flyer.
And Jim has been kind enough to provide us with a $50 gift card for The Mansion.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Jim.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, a place that, you don't need to say anything.
Let him talk about the mansion. We only got about another minute. Talk about The Mansion a little bit, too.
Oh, The Mansion's historic. I mean, it's been here since 1972. Bob Brown founded it. It closed in 2004. It got reopened in 2011, so we've been running it. And we've had a great time. So we added the cellars in 2017. It's really kind of grown significantly. So we have all types of specialty and high-end whiskeys, but the food is awesome. The view is great on the Intercoastal Waterway.
Of course.
It's a great time.
Thank you so much. And $50, we appreciate that. So let's give that away right now to caller number 9 in the Beach Lines at 321-242-9850, a $50 gift certificate to experience The Mansion, historic here in Melbourne. 321-242-9850. Caller 9 gets that. And remember the discount code LARRYROCKS.
All caps,
LARRYROCKS at WhiskeyInTheDistrict.com. You can experience the Vault Experience there and get 10% off because Larry rocks, all caps. That's pretty good, Mike. Jim, thank you so much for coming in. Whiskey in the District, it is in the O'Galley Arts District. It is Saturday on Highland Avenue, 4 to 9, and the Vault Experience starts at 5:30. So get your tickets for that, and remember your discount code LARRYROCKS, and he does. And it's 98.5 The Beach. Good morning, and good luck, by the way.
Paid for by Invite Health. Guys, if you're over 40, it's time to talk about your prostate. Do you sometimes wake up in the night to use the bathroom, feel like you need to go more than you used to, or have a weaker stream? Have you